What do we know about the molecular pathogenesis of this?
It seems to have to do with free radicals. It seems to have to do with needing iron and very dangerous oxygen species, free radical oxygen species that produce fundamental mitochondrial damage to the myocyte. And that's been the premise behind some of dexrazosone, which has been advocated as a means of ameliorating the cardiotoxicities, that if you get the iron out of the environment where anthracyclines are working, you can alleviate some of its cardiac toxicity. Fewer free radicals, less damage to the mitochondria, less myocardial cell death, and less fibrosis.
Are there other substances or agents or syndromes which cause similar cardiac damage? Or is this unique?
It's a good question. There are other syndromes or agents that cause cell death. The free radical concept is important, for instance, in ischemic. It's a whole different mechanism, but it's believed that it's the free radical oxygen that, for instance, produce ischemic reperfusion injury. So if you close an artery and then reopen it, there's an enormous release of free radicals. And it's believed that those are the toxic agents that are, in fact, responsible for cell death with ischemic injury, particularly when ischemic injury is followed by reintroduction of oxygen into the environment. So in a broad way, myocardial infarction with reperfusion is analogous because of the importance of free radicals. In terms of drugs and mechanisms of action, I'm not aware. I think all the different formulations of anthracyclines more or less work in the same way. I don't think that there is a clearly safer anthracycline on a dose-for-dose equivalent in terms of its efficacy for cancer. Well, there has been some speculation about that. I'm not convinced about those data.